You guys are going to get a life.
I actually do like the meetings. I find you learn a lot.
Yeah, and it's it's your council in action, it's democracy in action, local government. Mm. It's closest to the people. Yeah, look, it was a long meeting yesterday, that was for sure.
Yeah, I like the news bites better. a lot shorter.
Easier to digest.
Yeah.
His attention span is quite small.
Yeah.
But when it comes to COVID, I did notice in your meeting yesterday, and you said something that I think we've all noticed is unrest about COVID vaccines, about borders opening, rules. Like, it's just a bit of a topsy-turvy time at the moment.
Yeah, isn't it? Very topsy-turvy. And there is unrest in the community. And we've seen a change in the last couple of weeks, and that change has really been from business people and from small businesses in particular, who just don't know what's going to happen after the 17th of December. And sure, we get deluged like everybody else with the anti-vaxxers, but that's getting less and less because look at our figures today. There's well over 80% now in Mackay who are first vaccinated. And so you've got to say in 2 to 3 weeks' time, it'll be close to 85% double vaxxed in Mackay. Fantastic. That's exactly where we need to be and better. So that's going exceptionally well. And I've got to take my hat off to the Mackay community. When this, 6 weeks ago, you can remember what was going on.
Yeah.
We're about 11 percentage points behind the state average in terms of vaccination rates. Mm. And now we're amongst the leaders. And that's fantastic for our community because it's all about keeping people safe when the borders open. And they're going to open. And what's been happening is, though, that over the last 2 weeks, we've had threats of what's going to happen after the 17th of December, but nobody really knows. So even from a council's perspective, we don't know. We've got to close libraries or ask people to be double vaxxed to come into libraries or any of our city buildings or our community halls. And then businesses don't know either. And I guess the biggest thing that's worrying businesses is that, what happens when somebody presents and the Queensland app says, no, you're not double vaxxed, you can't come in, and that person wants to challenge the 24-year-old person on the front desk of the coffee shop. So
you see that in other parts of the country too, don't you?
And so, and the answer to that is you ring the police, but there's not going to be enough police to go around to do that, and you can just imagine there'll be a lot of the ultra rights and lefts want to get out there and challenge that.
But that's the thing. You have to follow state
Everybody has to. I mean, you've got to understand that Queensland is still under a state of emergency when it comes down to the pandemic. And that means the Chief Health Officer of Queensland has, by law, the right to direct this state via directive that anything that he wants to do in terms of stopping the spread of COVID, he can do via directive, and that becomes law.
Some people think that this is laws that you're creating locally.
We don't create laws locally. No, we can't. This is all done via the state, and it's all done actually via a single directive by the Chief Health Officer in terms of the pandemic. That's where it is. We had people in the public gallery. We had protests yesterday outside council, and that's people voicing their opinion. But don't throw it at us. But don't put us under the bus because we don't make these laws. What we've got to do from a council's perspective is try and ensure that our community is the safest it can possibly be. And when we open after the 17th of December, there's no doubt that COVID's going to come here. And we can't keep the whole country locked up forever. We can't keep Queensland locked up forever. So after the 17th of December, or it might be before that, we don't know yet, when the country opens up, you just got to look at what happened in Europe or the United States or the United Kingdom. We're not making this stuff up. When the borders open and people start travelling internationally again, COVID will come here. It'll come to town. And the people who will get the sickest are the unvaccinated. And look, there's people in our community who cannot be vaccinated. And they're the people we need to be worried about right now. Mm. So the more we can stop the spread of COVID, the better off we'll be as a community, and the safer we'll keep those people with autoimmune diseases and all those sorts of things that you can't get vaccinated for. That's the only way of keeping them safe.
Yeah, people who have been vaccinated are also standing up with council and saying yes. These the state government have got these stupid mandates, and some people are saying stupid mandates.
Yeah.
So it's not just people who are saying don't get vaccinated. People who are vaccinated are also supporting council and saying we need to know what these answers are. So it's not
exactly
community versus community. So we have to remember that, I think, too.
So we just asked the premier yesterday to be clear, to stop the 2 weeks of threats Tell us what it's going to look like after the 17th of December, and then we can play with that card deck, because we haven't got a card deck to play with at the moment, because we don't know what it looks like.
Any messages back from Anastasia yet?
No. Well, okay. We only had the meeting yesterday and wrote yesterday.
Oh, so. Greg should get back to you straight away.
It's almost like they're not quite sure either. That's what it feels like.
Well, nobody's really dealt with this before. No, so it's just, you know.
That's right. There's no playbook for this. Mm. There's this sort of thing. And look, to be honest, the government has kept us really safe in Queensland up to this stage. The next part of it, no one knows. But the only thing we do know based on overseas experience is that the communities around Australia will get it. When people fly into Australia from overseas, there's 20,000 Australians who want to come home. And some of them are going to come to Mackay.
Yep.
And, you know, you think back to 12 months ago or 18 months ago now, the only cases we had in Mackay were travellers. That's going to happen again.
Right.
And so it only takes one of those to get it out into the community, and away we go. So that's what we're all on about.
This is the real test for Queensland, as they've been saying, and I think we can all agree on that's going to be an interesting next few months, that's for sure. Greg, I know you're doing a great job, and it's hard for council. You know, you do get quite a bit thrown at you, as we do here in the media as well, unfortunately, but it's just part of the game, I guess. But,
We could actually do a whole 4 or 5 hours show on this topic.
But, you know, I know some people are scared, and they'll hang on to anything, any sort of little tidbit of information about, you know, this vaccine has only been cooked up overnight. It's not. You know, the whole world in the last 2 years has been developing vaccines with an immense amount of money. Never before in the history of mankind has this amount of money been thrown at a vaccine to try and get, you know, COVID under control in the world. And so this is not a fly-by-night thing, and it is real. It's happening in other parts of the world. And we just got to make sure we do our damnedest to make sure it doesn't happen to that extent in Mackay.
Absolutely, mate. Thanks so much for joining us in the studio this morning. You're doing a great job. Thanks for keeping us safe. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jane. Dave. Good to talk to you guys.
You too, mate. Mayor Greg Williamson joining us live in the studio this morning. Green Day here, Triple M.